White Laundry and Cool Cotton Company.
Yeah.
We'll be chatting with Lynn Cool, I believe, a little bit later in the show. About half an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, it's time for us to once again connect with the Bolito Jeep Club, or the chapter that is the Bolito chapter of the Jeep Club. And the boss, Charles Lensley, on the line. Hey, Charles, what's cooking?
Good morning, Dave. I don't know about the boss, but I'm definitely part of the Bolito Jeep Club and part of the community. So all going well. Thank you.
So I'm waving at you right now. You just can't see it because we have this thing, you know. It's called the Jeep Wave. And there's a little bit of misnomer about it. I'm showing Norgwanda right now. That's what you do.
Is that your hand
on the steering wheel like that. You raise the four fingers and the thumb like that. It looks a bit like a loser sign, but it's not really. It's the Jeep Wave.
So it's like for Jeep drivers.
Yeah, it's a code, hey?
Oh.
If you drive a Jeep, you've got to do. But a lot of people don't get it right. So, Charles, are you going to explain to us what this is all about?
So, Dave, the first question is, have you ever, seeing that you are also a Jeep driver, have you ever thought for 2 minutes, where did this start? What is the history behind the Jeep Wave? And I know it's kind of a Jeep thing, like they say, but, you know, let's unpack it. Let's understand, first of all, where did it start? So there's quite an interesting story about where did the whole wave start. And it dates back to World War II, can you believe? So it's not something that someone just dished up, you know, maybe a week or two ago or a month or a year or two ago. It dates back to World War II, where U.S. soldiers driving Willys Jeeps in those days, when they drive past someone else, you know, obviously they are carrying something like wounded soldiers or supplies, they would wave to the other Jeep driver to see if this is a ally from the enemy or if it's not someone that is so nice. And that is actually dating back to World War II, where the whole Jeep wave started.
So the theory was that if it was a Jeep that had been purloined by members of the other side that didn't know the code, they wouldn't be able to respond appropriately, and then you could do your worst. Well, it's still a bit like that. If I crack a Jeep wave and the guy doesn't wave back, I want to do the same thing.
Absolutely. And I think that brings us to, you know, why do we wave? And let's bring it to the Bolito. And let's start engaging with all the Jeep drivers, no matter what Jeep you drive. It doesn't matter, you know, in the past, if you look at how they do it in other parts of the world, the custom in other parts of the world, it was more you wave to a Wrangler when you drive a Wrangler, and you wave to a TJ when you drive past a TJ if you drive one. But in the Bolito, we want to wave to all Jeep owners, each and every Jeep driver. So if you see a yellow Wrangler driving up and down Bolito Drive, that's me. I'm going to wave at you. And I am inviting all the Jeep owners out there and all the Jeep drivers to wave back, no matter what. And it doesn't matter how you wave. I mean, Dave, like you said, I mean, there's some fancy waves. You can put two, you know, fingers off the steering wheel and do like a little bit of a peace sign, or, you know, I normally almost fall out of the Jeep trying to, you know, throw my hand out to wave to another Jeep in Bolito. So it doesn't really matter how you wave. Let's just wave. Let's be all part of this community.
Building the spirit. That's what it's all about. And talking about building the spirit, I believe there's a super event coming up on the 27th of this month. We'll talk about it later. But right now, I wanted to explain to us about the new track that's opening in Sharka's Head shortly.
Yeah, so it's called the Thrill Seeker Motoring and Adventure Park. So I have met with the owner a couple of times. And as a couple of Jeepers, we will be going through there in the next 2 weeks to go and test the track a little bit. So we will definitely keep the listeners updated in the next week or so. It's definitely going to be fun. It's right on our back step, or, you know, close to the back door, if I can call it that. And instead of driving quite a distance, you know, and this will be open to all 4x4 enthusiasts. It's not just a Jeep thing this time. It is open to all 4x4 enthusiasts in and around the Bolito area. And we will definitely keep everyone updated. Maybe a good idea would be when you do go and test it to share some content with you. And I'm sure you can put it up on the website, and you know, some of the listeners can have a look at what the new track will be all about.
Yeah, listen, I'm a bit nervous to test these things because you know my track record of getting stuck of late. I'll keep you on speed dial.
Maybe it would be a good thing to get some practice in, though.
Oh, I reckon that's true. All right, let's get on to the 27th of February. What's happening?
So, again, on the 27th of Feb, we are inviting all the Jeep drivers in the Greater Belitio area to come and join us. We're going to start at the Lifestyle Center. We will be visible. So if you drive into Lifestyle Center, you will see all the Jeepers parked on the left-hand side in the parking area. And we just want to get together with all the Jeep owners in the Greater Belitio area from Lifestyle. We're going to do a bit of a convoy drive through the streets of Belitio, you know, maybe go down to Compensation Beach Road. Let's create some awareness. You will not believe how people react when they see, you know, quite a couple of Jeeps in convoy driving around. So let's create some awareness around Jeeps and the Jeep Club and, you know, the like-minded people in Belitio. And then from there, we're going to take a short drive out to the Cables Key Park where there's a restaurant available, where we will get to know each other, sit down and, you know, just meet new people and be outdoors. That's what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you own a Jeep or you know someone that does, please encourage them to come along on the 27th because you know, it's not going to cost you a cent. You don't have to be involved in anything. You can just park your Jeep in the convoy and take some selfies. Or you can, of course, join the drive, which will be really cool. And that's fun, as you say. The spirit generated by that kind of convoy is generally one of joy and exuberance and happiness. I don't know why, but it kind of puts a smile on the face. I like the notion of bringing a bit of happiness to the world. So this is what Jeeping is all about, isn't it? Really spreading the love. Charles, thanks so much for chatting to us. We'll be in touch again in a week's time. Well, certainly one of the members of the fraternity will be on the line again and or possibly even in the studio here because we're here for you. We look forward to connecting in a week.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
That's Charles Lensley. He is the president of the Jeep Club, the Belitio chapter.
Yeah, so what happens if I wave to you? I'm not in a Jeep and I...
And you wave?
And I try to do the Jeep wave.
You know what? I'll take pity on you. I will deign to wave back. I'm not. I don't put on any airs and graces.
I'm going to try to wave to all the Jeep drivers and see what response I get.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Do that, Nogwanda, and tell us what the response is. Like Ed Sheeran, it'll make you happier.